Hey! Or hi. Or whatever. That's how they say... Yeah, that's how they say hello in Denmark, apparently. So, hedge to you, Matthew Barber.
Hedge to you, Richard yeah. Drumwell.
And hedge to you, Joseph Druitt.
Hedge to you.
Hey!
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm sure it's not hedge. Yeah. I'm sure they're not going around saying hedge to each other.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
No. You never know. Do you guys know how to speak Danish?
That
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. but we are visiting Fax Brewery this week. Some of you may be familiar with Fax. They are the premium lager in the massive 1,000 milliliter can. Like the size of my head is this
enormous.
Can. I possibly won't finish the whole thing on a Monday evening before work. So...
I've just noticed, well, we'll come on to this later, but your can is different to mine.
We will break it all down later, mate. Do not worry. Am I handing over to Mr. Joseph Druitt for the hot topic?
I think so.
You are indeed. You are indeed. Gentlemen, what is the big football event happening in 2024?
My birthday party.
You're having a football birthday party?
Actually, I haven't got quite enough mates for five a side, unfortunately. So,
yeah. Is it at the community centre?
You in a brick wall.
Yeah. Is it just you in the community centre?
Let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
No, it's Euro 2024, Joe.
Yay! It is Euro 2024. And where is Euro 2024 being held?
Is it in Deutschland?
It is in the Deutschland. Oh, was ist mein Handy? Yes, it's Germany. And what is Germany well known for?
Beer.
Ooh, many things.
Well, many things, but the one we're most particularly interested in here.
Bratwurst.
Beer. Nailed it. Bratwurst and beer. So.
And the sauerkraut podcast we record at 9 tonight, don't we?
So, there has been official advice given by the Foreign Office ahead of the men's football tournament in June and July that states to British travellers going from England, Scotland, Wales, just to state that beer can be stronger than in the UK, so drink responsibly, know your limits, and respect local laws, because you may not be let into the stadium if you drink too much.
Oh, okay. are they going to have British bouncers on the entrance to all of the just not letting people in?
I thought I was answering that question seriously. I wouldn't have thought so, Rich. I reckon any German, to be honest. The England football fans managed to navigate Qatar, didn't they?
They did, but that was zero alcohol.
Yeah, so, yeah, I suppose
no
that was
alcohol. Whereas here in Germany, they're to drink and sample lots of the local beer. And let's face it, there's a lot of delicious local beer in Germany, aren't there?
You guys will know better than me. Is it still a blanket ban for drinking in the stadiums over there? Because I know you can only drink in certain places in English football clubs. Is that right?
I don't know about that. I know the only thing that's ringing a bell on that one, Drabs, obviously the last World Cup was in a dry Muslim country, so they didn't have any alcohol that was allowed, apart from in like the VIP sections and booths where you could get alcohol.
Yeah.
The one before that that I think had some sort of link with alcohol was the Brazil World Cup, and Brazil, by law, states weren't allowed any alcohol in the stadium.
Oh, okay.
FIFA got them to change the laws because of hosting the World Cup. So that was why it was a bit controversial. Because basically in Brazil, in football, a lot of people die when people drink a lot because there's a lot of violence that can go in hand with football and weapons and alcohol in Brazil. So that was a bad one.
And football is more important than people's lives, Rich. You've got to keep that in perspective.
I'm really sorry. You are correct. I was thinking, just talking about drinking and football. I was lying in bed at about 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning, and I heard the chanting of United, United up in my third floor flat. I live just down the street from a Wetherspoons. Turns out at 9 in the morning, all of the Yeovil United football fans were in town to play Weymouth, and they were stocking up on their cheap alcohol. And conveniently, I have the train station is right at the end of my street. So they're all channeling past at 9 in the morning, chanting United and drinking their Foster and Carling.
The funny thing is, when someone shouts United, I don't go to Yeovil.
No, yeah.
And also, because they're not called Yeovil United, they're called Yeovil Town.
Are they? So,
were they not singing something else?
That's what I mean.
Or maybe it was Weymouth. Are they called Weymouth United?
I'll put my hands up. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
9 a.m. maybe. Seems early, though. Because, like, yeah. What time was kickoff?
Well, it was midday, I think, but it was just the chanting of United just down my street at 9 this morning.
It's just Weymouth Football Club and Yeovil Town, and that match actually ended up being suspended.
Yeah.
It didn't even happen.
No, yeah, there was a medical emergency, and the air ambulance landed in the middle of the pitch. So, it's been an event. It's been an eventful day for me. I had paramedics knocking on my door for someone who doesn't live here this morning, and a Tesco delivery truck crashed into the balcony next to me. So, It's been an eventful day. All before 12 o'clock.
Weymouth Yeovil was postponed. Is that why?
I just said.
We just said that. Yeah.
I was reading something else. To go back several stages, I'm pretty sure in the UK, and I'm not sure about Germany, I would have thought it would be the same, that you could drink in the stadium, but you're not allowed to take your alcohol to your seat. But okay. In Germany, I can believe you probably
in the stands,
could,
like, not, yeah. Behind the stands, yeah. Isn't it?
Also, you guys decide whether this bit gets into the actual podcast or not. But also, when it was the Euros at Wembley and the England versus Italy fans, alcohol was not a problem, as far as I understand. I think cocaine-fueled, horrible football fans was the old bit of, is it Charlie or the horse or something like that? I don't know. sometimes beer is not the worst thing. Sorry, I'm coming out of a bin.
Also, what I find so funny about this Foreign Office post is, like, well, in the UK, you know, lager ales usually about, what, 4.5%?
Yeah.
Beers in Germany is probably, if it is more, if it is stronger, it's probably only like a 4.7, 4.8. It's really not that much stronger on average.
Yeah.
Like,
are the Euros being played at a normal time of year this year? So then, June, like June, July. Yeah, okay. So that's not like Qatar when it's the. Because I was thinking that some of those fest beers that the Germans do, you know, that the Oktoberfest beers, they sometimes get north of the 5%, don't they? And they can get a bit. They probably make you a little bit fighty.
I'm just not too sure those are the ones they're going to serve in the stadium, though, are they? The specialty dark stout.
I don't think they'll be doing some
triple dunkles.
Yeah. And I've got the 9.9 black stout.
I'm almost certain it'll be someone like Heineken that sponsors the 2024. So it'll be like their normal lager and the 0% that'll be the main ones. Although the last thing we'll close this off on, I don't want to be Scotland right now because their first game is against Germany in the opening match of the tournament on the 14th of June in Munich. That would be a very hard game. If you're not a German football player.
What do you mean? Because Scotland are rubbish.
Yeah.
sorry, Scotland fans. My other half is Scottish. Well, she pretends to be anyway.
I don't know if she'll be tuning in to watch that game on the 14th of June.
Oh no, she's very anti-football anyway. She's more of a rugby girl.
Love it.
That's done.
We've gone from Germany. We're going to Denmark, aren't we?
To Denmark, fine. Yeah.
Hedge.
To drink the delicious too big a can. I'm going to put it out there straight away. Facts beer.
This is one, I got to say, this is like, on such a small like, aspect of beer, we are doing something pretty different today. because we've got a beer that comes in a bloody massive can.
Massive can.
It's a litre. It's an actual litre of beer. I don't think I've drunk a litre of beer since I purchased the Oktoberfest, the Paul Linner Oktoberfest special. Right. It was like a Kaderstein mug and it was like a litre can. And it was all novelty. Whereas Facts, they just come in these massive cans.
Well, yeah, so for our long-term listeners, you remember we did Facts, or I did Facts right near the start. It's because I saw it in a shop and I was like, I'm going to buy this because it's funny. But what I wanted to do was I saw it again and we were coming up to our beer swap. So I was like, well, this would be really funny if we all drink it together, just because we didn't delve too deep into it sort of thing. But I thought we'd all give it a go and give it a try. But you pick up your cans and what's the first, apart from the size, what's the next thing you kind of, you notice about?
The Viking.
I know. The Vikings. Yeah.
Vikings. Very cool. The can is decked out in Vikings all the way along. And you should see, I believe I got us all a different design.
I've got you did a collector's indeed. Item.
Yeah, so they're all collector's items, apparently, because they put out different designs each year
sound.
On the cans sort of thing. But I'm going to throw it out there. They're not hard to come by.
Oh, no.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Put it in my ear.
Give me your tones in my ears.
What have you done with
can you
ears?
Can you, that's can better, you hear me yes. now? There we go. Sorry, bit of a technical difficulty. Apparently I just went silent and my headphones gave up there. But I waffled
like
on.
I feel like you should have pulled Jack's hand. Right. What were you saying?
Well, I was just saying, yeah, so they're all different designs on each of our cans because supposedly they're collector's items. They're not hard to come by. I'm not going to lie, facts. There was a lot of them on the shelves. Yeah, there was a lot of them on the shelves. But it's different designs each year. But in all honesty, I'm not a uni student collecting cans on my wall because I think it looks cool anymore.
Has yours got, it looks
I was
like
going to say, the appropriate phrase at the end of there was anymore. It was a good time where you have had a huge vast collection of cans. I think you made a table out of them. Right?
Yeah, I had a whole table made of cans and there was a lot of time and effort that went into them. But I don't do that anymore because I'm respectable and I live with a woman.
It would have been really hard to make a table out of cans if you then threw a fax in because it wouldn't be the same size as all the others.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work. I would have a wonky table. So
it's
luckily,
also, this 1,000 milliliter can, I don't think you could crush it that easily. I think it would take a hydraulic press to cut.
Yeah,
you'd need several large men.
Yeah, you're not stepping on it after you've just to fit it into your bin easier.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
this is the kind of can which I feel like if I were to stamp on, I'd probably like shatter my leg. You know.
So, sir, why are you in A&E tonight? Yeah, you won't believe me.
Yeah. It's a whole fact story.
We've got another one, Doctor.
Yeah.
Can I ask, Rich, you look like you had Mr. T in the top left of your can design.
Oh, this guy here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely pities the fool.
He's got, that's like...
Tell us all about
snazzy.
What you've got on your can. What's your design?
So my one is... Big Viking in the background, some battles going on, some guy looking menacingly off into the distance. Then the other side is, I'm assuming, some sort of Norse god would be my idea. Maybe Thor, see, he's got the hammer.
Thor with a hammer. Come
yeah,
on.
But I was just looking at this guy here, though.
Who looks like a hammerhead shark.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that is.
And by the looks of it, an angry goat.
Ooh, maybe
yeah,
Loki,
coming
Loki
in.
Loki had something to do with goats, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Like, marry one at something. Didn't he marry a goat?
Or didn't he turn into a goat to con someone into goat naughtiness? Mine's got, we'll move on while we're talking about the cans. Mine's got a kind of seafaring design.
Okay.
Seafaring motif. But I really like, to be fair, especially down in the bottom corner, you'll see, well, the main thing is quite a fax theme. Look at this Viking drinking beer out of a giant barrel. And beneath that, crows... or ravens, or similar, thunder, or sort of lightning, you can't see thunder, and a sword.
Oh, nice.
I feel
proper
quite bad
manly,
drinking this
like
thing.
That.
Oh, and a man drinking out of a horn.
Yeah, that's bad.
I've got my one at the top. It's got some sort of, like, Viking that seems to be getting pleasured in the way that he's throwing his head back. And his mouth's quite wide open. And then you've got a skull at the bottom. So, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And then it looks like some guy doing some sort of archery in some lederhosen shorts with a guy being shot at, being like, I'm bloody hard as nails. And he's like,
don't
just going to take
that.
The arrow. And there's just people watching at the same time. So, a lot of fun.
I'm jumping in. I quite like, weirdly though, the actual like central motif I think I'm just desperately trying to get that word into this podcast. That is quite like a classic of all types of beers, and often English beers, isn't it? This kind of like oval-shaped, big key word across the middle, and then the type of beer you've got underneath, so in this case saying premium and quality lager beer, above like a central, who's this? This is our icon sort of thing.
Yeah.
Either side of him is established and the year, and then above that, a nod to where it's from. It's a bit classic at the same time, isn't it?
Very cool. Very
yeah.
Cool.
Can I just throw out, have you guys been on the Fax beer website?
There's seldom a day I'm not on it.
It's just the Fax beer website doesn't really relate to the can design. Am I wrong?
Why would you say that?
Well, there's two men in cowboy hats fishing, one in a wetsuit.
It looks more fun. Do you know? Because the can makes you think, we're not here to muck about, mate. We're to drink a lot of beer and maybe go to war and pillage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
and
just...
then actually, the website's got a feel good vibe.
Like, yeah.
Hey, let's have a beer. Let's not murder anyone and steal their things.
Yeah. There's just, but there's no mention of a Viking.
Do you want to know a little bit of why I think that is?
Gun, yeah.
Well, being a Viking is very old-fashioned.
So, Fax is a brand that's owned by Royal Unibrew. Have you ever heard of Royal Unibrew before?
I've never heard of Unibrew.
They are, outside of Carlsberg, the largest brewery in Denmark.
Okay.
So they have, like, so many brands. Fax being one of their massive ones, which is they are actually headquartered in Fax, Denmark itself. So Fax is a place.
Yeah.
And they have a load of brands like Ceres. You might have heard of Ceres before. Mm-hmm. Albani. I've not heard of that personally. There's one that's called Thor. That's a whole brand called Thor. Brilliant.
Excellent.
Carlin's and Royal. So Royal Unibrew also has a strong presence in the Baltic region, where it owns Vilnius Taurus, Kalernan. This both in Lithuania, and I'm going to butcher this name again, Lakapulisera Alus in Latvia. So basically, they are a really big outfit, actually, Royal Unibrew.
Oh. Well, it's bigger than I thought. I thought Fax was just a small thing, because I've never heard of them before, and I'm just looking. They have quite an array of Fax beer.
Tell me more about the Fax beer.
Well, Fax. So we're currently drinking Fax Premium, which is their lager. They also have
a
fruit beer.
Premium lager beer as well, which I always think if someone asks for a lager beer, I just automatically go to that skit.
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholic lager beer.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit relieved if we are going to drink a litre of this stuff. We've got the 5% lager and not Fax 10%.
Oh. Yeah.
I was counting my chickens with
them. Yeah.
Given that I've actually only got a mug left of my liter, I'm actually almost through.
Do you know what? I don't want to divert from the discussion of the many beers that they do, but I'm really drinking it. Yeah. It helps to be really articulate when you do a podcast.
I think you just clarified for all the listeners, we actually do drink this, so I'm really
just,
drinking
this. Yeah. I it's literally what I'm doing. It's nice.
It's okay.
I thought it was going to be an absolute horror show, to be honest.
If I'm going to drink a litre of something, this is actually quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. When you pick up a litre can, you're not going, this is going to be top quality.
Anything in bulk tends to not be like...
Yeah. Well, I suppose I should... I got this from, once again... a store you possibly wouldn't buy beer from.
Was this it Bargain one was, Basement or something?
It wasn't Bargain Basement. It was B&M.
B&M
Bargains. Yeah. Right. So a bit of a different one. I was in there I was trying to find something to put between my washing machine and the countertop to stop it vibrating. So you'd assume, yeah, something.
Like a bit of like styrofoam or something.
Yeah, or you can get these pads
that would like,
and you bought this
fit in there, and you can. But I was wondering, Brian. Of course, they have an alcohol section, and I saw Fax, and I was like, that could be funny.
To be fair, this litre can being in B&M Bargains makes a lot of sense. Right?
Like, I've been. Yeah, how much was the liter can?
I think it was about £1.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Which is okay
on that one, because it's 5% nice premium lager beer.
Yeah.
But Grabbers, you're going to tell us about all the other products that Fact has.
Yes.
As well.
Let me just get that page back, because there's so many I can't remember them. So there's Fact. They've got a fruit beer called Facts Red. They've got a Bock beer called Facts Fest Bock. They've got another lager called Facts Amber, Facts Strong, Facts Extra Strong, Facts Free. They've got a non-alcoholic, Facts 10%, Facts Pilsner, Facts Fad, which I quite like the sound of, like they've just come up with an idea.
won't last.
Yeah, won't last. Facts Classic, Facts Gold, Facts 7.1, and Facts Royal Export.
Now, I want to go back to something that you were talking about. You talked about their red beer.
Yes, their fruit beer.
It's their elderberry one with a hint of elderberry. But what's it called? Okay. What is it called?
I've only got Facts on here. It's called Facts Red.
It's actually called the Facts Red Eric, which is obviously after the very famous Viking warrior. Red.
Oh, okay.
So they are, at any opportunity, adding in their little like Viking. Yeah. This is a Viking Danish strong, you know, kind of like vibe into it. So I like that. Cool.
Yeah. What I think we should point out as well is they're not all their cans aren't 1,000 milliliters that I'm looking at. Right. Some of them are 500 milliliters. So you probably can get a Facts 4-pack somewhere, just not in the UK.
If you're feeling very strong.
Yeah. I think there's also an Instagram page for Facts fans when you take a picture of it and post it and tag the Instagram page in it for people who find Facts beer, which I quite like.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm making us go back and forth between topics, though. But like, you can drink this to a liter. I've poured out the last drop. You can see, and it's because I was. It's
listen,
not too,
we can confirm he did draw out. The last
yeah.
Drop. I think. Well, no, I just quite. I'm a bit amazed, and that I'm going through the speed that I'm going at as well. It's
I,
not.
Actually,
it's, I think I said off air before we started. It's because it's not too fizzy. Which is I kind of expected it to be,
yeah.
Okay. With a quality lager beer. I was expecting bubbles and just for the whole thing to be repeating on me the whole time.
All a bit too much. I agree with you, Matt. I've got quite a stinking cold for any listeners who usually listen to me talking and wobbling. Probably hear a lot more of a adult, like a roll right now. I've actually still really enjoyed getting through this beer. Granted, my taste buds are not as sharp as they normally are. But still, to this, I've just absolutely thoroughly enjoyed this liter of Facts.
Mm. Yeah, like I would personally buy this on tap at a pub if they had Facts on tap, I'd be there for it.
You can only buy a liter glass at a time, but sorry, I think I cut you off there, Joe. Were you about to say something else?
Well, I was just gonna say, like, imagine it, or maybe you have to have like a special big pump. You know, like
yeah,
definitely.
Well, what was?
Or it's like an axe. You got to hit an axe down or something, and then it pours out the beer.
Wasn't it the Cardinal's hat in Worcester? You used to be able to buy steins of beer there for like £5.
Yeah, I remember. One of the pubs we went to on my 18th birthday bought Barkle, which was a hell of a lot of fun. And I decided at that point, at a moment in my life, that my ideal of like hitting the town outfit was like like jeans with some like pointy black shoes, and I had a white t-shirt on and a vest. So I just looked like a snooker player.
I used to straighten my hair back in the day when we used to go on nights out. And not 100%
straightened.
I could be straightened. Yeah. And I look back at pictures. I didn't look good. So we'll just move on.
Well, I'm still going to go on with the taste of this beer. I saw something about, I'm afraid I've completely lost it. Did it say it's an all malt lager?
Oh, tell me more. I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah, I've lost it. I thought I read it somewhere. No, I don't know. Actually, but just as a little side note, I should mention, I did quite enjoy when I did my first initial Google search, because that's where, I'll be honest, that's where I often start. When I get the first Googled facts, the first thing that came up as a suggested search is facts any good? And I would reply to that with, yes, it is, actually.
Yeah. You know what surprises me? There's only 2.5 units in this can. When I just assumed it would be more.
Hang on. No, that can't be right.
Half can, sorry. Per half can. Per half, it's five units. Yeah.
Oh, I can see that. That is misleading,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, why it's misleading, isn't it?
Why would you say what half a can is?
Yeah. I've already had one can of facts, yeah. Officer. It's fine. Yeah.
There's very, very little cholesterol in the corner of this tub of butter.
But I've also just found an article on Reddit that said, what's the worst beer you ever had? And someone's like, oh my God, it was a 1 litre can of the 10% ABV Facts Extra Strong.
Is this not the beer that we used to have as the Trout Challenge in Maribel?
The Trout Challenge? Tell me more.
What was the one in this? Do you remember there was the one that you do from the, when you went Motorei?
On the Folly D.
You had to, no, from Motorei back into Maribel, you had to drink a can of this frozen horror show.
It wasn't facts, was it?
It was something French.
That up. It was something horrendous that we've got to get locally. Yeah, because
It was called Atlas.
It was Atlas. Yeah.
Oh, God, that was awful. About 9%.
Yeah, and Atlas 1 litre. Yeah, it comes up immediately on Google.
Yeah,
no good. From the Dutch Breweries, so... Shall we close this off on facts, though? Or you got something else?
No, I've just gone on to the Amazon reviews of Facts beer.
Oh, go on.
What are the people saying, Rich?
What have we got? So, you know what? There's no 1-star or 2-star reviews.
Ooh.
There's lots of 5-star. Great beer as always. Bit pricey for badly dented tins.
That sounds like an Amazon problem, not a fax problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Memories of the weekend, past relived. What? Superb. Yeah. Oh, the beer is terrible. After drinking 6 litres, I could barely stand up, and operating power tools was completely out of the question. Is that meant to happen?
Oh, 6 litres. Yes. I think that's a joke review.
I got that. It's great. The can is cool and made me feel like a Viking drinking from it.
I actually would agree with that one. In fact, you found my review.
Yeah.
I feel pretty badass. It is amazing. Actually, I haven't actually drunk from the can apart from this last couple of sips. And actually, I wish I'd brought the can itself. I poured it out into a glass, but drinking from the can is something else.
Actually, it brings a whole new level to the beer now that I've just drunk it out of the can. It tastes and feels... Try it. You're just like... You feel so much cooler and better drinking it from the can.
Imagine turning up to a house party with some 1 litre Facts. Just sit down and just crack one.
Do you want one of these,
just start
mate?
Drinking. What are you drinking? And I'm like... What? Like, just act like it's completely normal.
Yeah.
Like, you're weird for thinking this is weird.
Yeah.
What's with the massive can? It's not a massive can. I'm just really small.
Yeah.
I'm only having one.
Could you imagine just opening someone's fridge and it just being full of facts, though?
You'd have to have a special fridge. A normal fridge wouldn't hold a lot of facts. Like three faxes in there, that's it, filled.
I've got an image in my head of that person leaning back from behind the open door, looking at them and going, nice.
It's like a new take on that Carlsberg advert where they go all mental because it's like a beer wardrobe or walk-in wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. It's a walk-in fridge, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it. I just imagine the faxed version of it is like a frozen warehouse that you're in.
Yeah. It's
For those wondering, by the way, I mean, this was news to me. Small addendum to the episode. All malt lager All malt beer is made entirely from mashed barley malt and does not have the addition of adjuncts, sugars, or additional fermentables. So it's just mashed barley malt.
Love it.
I'm sure there's quite a few out there that do that, but possibly just don't shout about it as much as the facts do, and are obviously very proud of it. But I think it's also quite common for stronger beers, bitters, and that type of thing. Just if anyone was curious.
Yeah.
I think if you're like role playing some sort of like Viking, you're having a Viking theme party, or you're just on the sea and you want to be a Viking, look no further. Get some facts in your life, you know?
And some of those is it berserker mushrooms? You know, there's the story about berserker Vikings, and I don't know if this is true or whether this is like folk story. But, like, you know, there's, like, the phrase, the berserkers.
Mm.
Yeah.
There is a suggestion that these berserker Vikings who used to, like, the lads used to, like, was going to into war, like, bare-chested and just with axes. And
with
they would
two
just
axes.
Hack people to death. And the suggestion was, I think some historians have said that actually they might be these lads that ate a particular strand of mushroom that made them, like, absolutely, like, fearless. And obsessed and violent and, you know, that sort of stuff. So actually, maybe don't.
I was going to say,
let's face it, if I was going into one of those kind of battles in that time period, I'd probably want to be off my face.
I actually spoke to someone who knew something or two about Vikings as well, and they suggested that those mushrooms are a thing and you can still get them. And supposedly, people do try them. However, the come down off that particular type of mushroom is like, as in, apparently it's a danger. A lot of people commit suicide on the come down because it is that bad.
Why don't we stick to the beer? Everyone just stick to the beer. The lovely 5%. It comes in a liter, which is a bit intense.
Yeah.
But don't be put off by the big volume. It's a lot of fun. And then drink it from the can. That is good as well.
Yeah.
Make sure it's cold, like any good lager. Make sure it's cold.
Definitely.
And Facts on Instagram have 12.9k followers. You can find them at Facts Beer. So do hit them up.
Yeah. Give them a look.
Give them a Viking roar.
Yeah.
Apparently the clap, you know, the Icelandic Viking clap.
The essence.
No, also, there's another thing I was thinking about Vikings. You know, the last, was it the Euros in 2012? When Iceland beat the UK and they did that clap. Apparently, they stole that from Scotland. Like Dunfermline or something used to do that. So we brought it from the circle back to football.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
And that's all we have time for this week's episode of the I'll Try That podcast. And so from me, Joe,
Rich,
Barber,
and Simo,
goodbye. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram,
Twitter,
I'll Try That podcast.com,
and watch us on YouTube.
Goodbye now.